Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to go to the Lightship in probably 5 or 10 minutes. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the way it works, you get transported out of time to the Lightship where you can see the light beams, the beautiful healing energies are there. This is creation energy itself. It comes once every 2,000 years to help sentient beings like ourselves, and this is how it works. So remember, when you're not here, you're there, but you're still physically here in your body. Whatever you're wearing is what you'd be having on the light chip. So we'll first do a emotional clearing here for everybody. So go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And in the Bible, Jesus talked about going to the Father. This is what it is, the lightship of the Father, if you took that word and changed it to creation lightship in the Bible. So if you're a Bible student and you know about that, you can just change the words, and this is what's happening now. Lightship came here in 2005, just as the time of Jesus, and we're here doing these same type of healings for the ascension process. So here we go. I'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And I believe we are going to have a wonderful show this evening with not only the Lightship trip, but also a special guest sponsor coming on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this wonderful opportunity to have time and healing time with the divine light beings from the Creation Lightship. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's go to the Lightship, everybody. So if this is a new experience for you, just sit back and relax. You're not going to disappear, but you will feel the beautiful energy around you. And this part of the program will not work on the archives because of alien abductions, so don't think that you can go there on your own, because you can't. So don't even put that out there. So here we go. I'll just count to five. You can feel your energy around your body change here. So everybody listening right now live will go to the Lightship. This includes pets and animals and anybody who can hear my voice, along with maybe flowers. If you have a garden outside, you may want to specify that too. That's wonderful too, or some plants in your house. So here we go. I'll count to five. You can feel the energy shift as you're connected by the Lightship. And as you go up through their process to bring you to the Lightship. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, you may feel a little different because you're out of time right now. So the dark side illusion of time that they create for us on planet Earth is no longer going to influence you during this part of the show here. So we're on the Lightship now, and the healings are between you and the light beam doctors. I would probably ask for maybe one or two particular healings. We'll just see what they can do for you. Remember, your belief system, which is your genetic beliefs of all your ancestors, every single one of them is inside of your body right now, and this is one of the main things that determines your healing process, along with how much you're in your body with your spirit on planet Earth. On the ship, they create your spirit for you, and you're there in totality, and they work on the parts that can go to the light ship. This is why we do special 8-hour sessions for people, which are having one next week on Sunday, to get rid of these extraterrestrial life forms that are in us, that are causing us harm. Those are not to the light ship. They go into quarantine. Always wanted to give you a little heads up on that here. So let's go to the orientation room now, and just think from your heart center, what you want to have healed inside of your body. If you feel fine, ask for a tune-up. The light beings now are communicating with you. If you're fortunate, you'll be able to see them, sense their energy. You can bring up a light beam on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And go to Creation Ship Healing and put out until it comes up, and you can watch it actually change. Now we're going into the first room for healing. And looks like the people up there would like to visit the dolphins, so we're going to go into the pool of water where the dolphins are, and I'll bring in the dolphin energy here for us to experience. Here comes the dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might actually feel the presence of dolphins around you. And if you want to put your hand out in front of you or both hands, you're going to find to stop at a certain point. Just let your body tell you. For most people, it's going to be about a foot in front of their body. And you can move your hand up and down, back and forth, in a circular motion. Actually feel the skin of the dolphin. This depends how you're able to sense that yourself down here. On the light show, this is what you're actually doing. Going into another room. This is a red room. And this red room is normally used to bring life force energy into you. And here comes the red energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I count to command the energy down to us here. And we'll bring that a little bit strong. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another room. We're in actually many rooms right now at one time. I'm only telling you about one of these that I see. I only see one or two rooms at one time out of probably 100 of them. So this room that we're going into right now is the room where they're going to release physical pain from us. So, again, just request your healing. If you don't have pain, they'll help you anyway with something. So here we go. The pain room. Many different types of modalities there. There's a lot of silver energy right now. And what they're doing to us, we do this on conference calls on Mondays and Fridays. They're bringing in to us a type of chewable disc, in a sense. It forms around your gums, around your teeth. Automatically it does this here. It'll form around your tongue. So if you feel a little different out of your mouth and your stomach is changing, this is the reason. And this is to help eliminate gum infection and to do healing inside of your mouth. It's also being placed on your esophagus a little ways too right now. So you may feel that energy. And we'll increase this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And they're working on our lower backs right now and working their way up to our shoulders. And they're checking out knees, checking out ligaments and tendons. And right now they're working on the bottom of our feet. They're going to put the air cushions on us. This is what they're showing me right now. So what they're going to do, this takes about 5 minutes. So this will be about as much as we need for the pivot back. And it'll allow you to feel like you're like walking on a plush carpet. And they're doing the first procedure. They'll probably do 6 of these the way it looks right now for everybody. And this is really good for people who have sore feet. You might have a problem with the bottom of your feet or something. And it allows you to feel like you weigh a little bit less when you walk. Okay, that procedure is done. Number 2 starting here. We're also not working on our forehead. I'm seeing them working for eyes and the top of our head. Okay, number 3 now for the air cushions. Okay, and we'll go up to the orange room where a lot of gold, orangish goldy energy comes into us. This is about 1/3 of the orange is actually gold. Or you may actually feel this presence around you right now as it comes into your body. Go through all your cells, between your cells, and around the outside of your body. Okay. More air cushions to do right now. Starting number 6. And we're going to bring in the energy of gold from the golden waterfall. This will caress your body. And I'll connect the energy here. So you can 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And push on. If you can get up now, I'll just walk around, maybe 10 steps, and see if it feels like a little bit less, and maybe the tension of your feet a little bit as you're walking around here. Okay, we'll go into another room, and we're going to start to work, looks like on our necks and shoulders. We're going into another waterfall room. This is here is the amethyst waterfall energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. feels very soothing. And next one, we go on to the final room. And this one here is, we're working with our internal organs right now. And we'll start with our first chakra area, we'll say, base of our spine, and work their way up and check out different body organs. This will be doing two on our next call. Away from tomorrow, 8-hour call, we'll be doing, taking out the shapeshifters, alien energies, worms, scarabs, octopus energy, jellyfish. It's on the website, too, if you want to check it out, under alien attack removal. And these will be taking out of our different organs that we have inside of us for 8 hours. We'll have three of these adjacent calls, consecutive calls each Sunday. So here we go. They're now working in our ears. And again, they're putting some life force energy into us, so they're giving us some special silver water. Just a couple teaspoons of it here, which is quite a bit. So here's the first teaspoon coming in. And the second one. Great. Okay, so we're going into the room where the light beam doctors are now. And this is the orientation room, and the doctors are talking with us using mental telepathy. And right now they are telling us about the healings, why we had a healing, or why we didn't have a healing. And anything that we need to ask them, they're telling us right now. And we're giving our thanks for what they've done so far tonight and appreciation. We're going into the next room, which is the transporter room, where animals and pets, whatever we brought up consciously, is being joined with us. Naturally, it can't be people unless they're on this call live. And we're coming back down. I'll count to five as you come down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you may have felt the density shift around your body. And we're done. So turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone enjoyed that. And if you had a particular experience that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you on the fast chat if you can kind of let us know. Also, if you have questions for Ron or anything else that you'd like to experience, please go ahead and type that in on the fast chat. And in the meantime, I would like to bring on our special sponsor tonight, and that's Nancy. So welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to come on the show with you and Ron. I have found that listening to the radio shows is quite often very, very healing, so I just thought I would do my part to sponsor a radio show to thank Ron for the healings that I've received listening to the shows.
That's wonderful. Really appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to just spending this time with you and hearing about your experiences with the light ship. And I'm sure you have some questions for Ron or some things that you'd like to experience. So I'm just going to turn the floor over to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I want Ron to be able to promote the upcoming August weekend programs, and I was wondering if we could have a sample of that. I know we've done the liver and the gallbladder. I was thinking maybe of a sample of the heart or whatever Ron wants to do.
Okay, so let's do some energy with the heart. We'll take out some of the shapeshifter energies here. And we'll get out a couple of these here. And the shapeshifters can look any way, any type of life form. When they get spotted, normally they'll kind of like turn into a little happy critter that you can look at. It might look like a little stuffed animal or something like that, or a little rabbit, but they'll bring on a form that's not too scary to you because they change their shapes. But the original true life form is something that's extraterrestrial that should not be inside of you. And a lot of people see shapeshifters in people. As you look at them, they look different. They may have tails. They may have, like, a pointy nose. Might have scales on their body. They may have eyes that look like a cat. and just many other things. Maybe look like they have maybe flippers on their feet or maybe long fingers. And we've all probably have seen this. It shows up a lot of times, you know, in the horror movies that we see, you know, the sci-fi things that people, you know, shape-shift. But those are real, and they come into our bodies. So we're going to work some of these out of our heart, but I will take two of these off. So we're working with the first one right now. And they should not be with us. These are extraterrestrial energies that should not be on this planet. Here we go. I'll take this one out. I'll count to 10. And you might feel your heart change a little bit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And number 2 is going to come out of your heart. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might kind of notice how your heart's beating. You might want to put your hand on your chest. And it might have a different rhythm to it, possibly. It might feel like it's much smoother. And what else would you like to do for a sample there, Nancy?
Oh, that was great. My heart was beating kind of erratically there, but then it really smoothed out. So that was wonderful. Thank you. I don't know, maybe going along with that, could we have a sample of the seventh generation infinite sadness?
Okay, we'll go back, I guess, to the last generation, the seventh one here, and we'll just work on, I go into a lot of people. I'll just pick two of the people. I'll just pick one, okay. One family. So here we go, infinite sadness. So this is on the website, too. I believe we'll be doing some small changes to allow you to do the seven generational clearing for many, many types of things.
Oh, good.
Yeah, here we go. First, we'll do the male here, coming out here. And you might feel yourself get a little happier after this here. Remember, you're living their life. Their whole lifetime memory is stored on your cells, and this is what's running your life right now. You're living their lifetime in this present moment in your body. Okay, here we go, coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And then that was the male energy. We'll call it the female right now. Remember, you have 256 people that's living with you right now, going back seven generations. And naturally, there's more than that with you. Each time you go through a generation, it doubles. So that's going to be 512 people on the eighth generation. So here we go. Female is going to come out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, this is very sad. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Nancy.
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling happier already. Thank you very much. The seven generations, you always talk about how they're affecting us. But do we affect them because we're living in a time now of nuclear war and cell phone frequencies and HARP and all that? Do we somehow affect them?
Well, they've already lived, and so they're living with you. I would imagine somehow the spirit energy could possibly be still affected because the spirits live in those bodies. And if darkness did not clear the spirit up all the way. Remember, this is why you're reincarnating, because you go to the light of the darkness. This is what we call heaven here. And also hell is the same thing. There's no difference on these two, just how they want to bring it forth. So you go to the light of the darkness, which is the clone light that looks like the true light that the life shift, you know, brings us in these programs, but it's actually the fabrication of darkness. So they have to clean off your spirit, the darkness does, after each lifetime, so they give you this forced reincarnation here. And so it is possible that your spirit is and can be still contaminated from these lives and also connected to you, okay? And so if they're not completely cleansed off, which I would say, knowing the darkness, they would not do that all the way, but we'll assume that they did not do that, okay? And yes, this clearing will help your spirit and their spirits because of this particular stuff that the spirit's dealing with, resonating back and forth to your body. So it will help them. It also helps out when you do a seven-generational clearing. What I have people do if they have a family, their children, once that's cleared, will also work for you. So they're the first generation, and then you would be the second. And so everybody up the line gets a clearing.
So now, is that the seventh generational spiritual abandonment clearing? Or are you talking about a specific one, or just in general, the seventh generation?
It's in general. So what happens is, if you have your parents living and your grandparents, and you have your child cleared, everybody gets a healing from this here.
Right, that's wonderful.
If the person is passed on, they're not going to really feel it because the body's dead. But if they are living, that clearing takes place too. So back to you again.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm checking the fast chat, and I'm not seeing a lot of questions here, so I'm just going to keep asking for some samples here. The mind control, ET mind control bodies 1 through 6, which bodies are you talking about, and can we get a sample of that one, please?
Okay, my phone kind of cut off, so what kind of sample is that again, Nancy?
The mind control bodies 1 through 6, it's listed on your list of services.
That gets kind of complicated.
Does it? Okay.
I'll do one of those here, okay?
Okay.
I'll do the first one here. So here we go. And this is the way the dark side interfaces with us here. So this is just one of the clearings. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. You might feel energy shift in your body. So here we go. 1, 2. This will take you out of the mind matrix to a certain extent here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, everybody's in the mind matrix here. That's the darkness. The difference is the darkness works in time, and they connect you energetically instantly when you have your natal chart. This is why they do that, to control you in time. But when you're in your heart center, then you're out of time, then you're in the light. So it's the choice of everybody to decide whether or not they wish to come into their heart center. And the light shift does not force you to do anything, because their whole premise of who they are and what they are is free choice, free will. So when you come here and you get stuck into this reincarnation process of having many, many lives on this planet, then the darkness has taken away your free will, free choice. So back to you, Nancy.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I had a question. I know you love the Bumblebee Room. Do the beings on the creation light ship, such as the bumblebees, are they able to directly help, like, the honeybees down here? Because the honeybees down here seem to be disoriented because of cell phone frequencies and pesticides and herbicides. Is there a relationship there between the creation light ship and what's going on down here, so they can help the honeybees?
That's a very good question. I would say probably not. Probably not, because they're not, how do I say this here? They could help a little bit, but the reason why we have ascension is because that's when the whole universe of light is turned off and on again. Get rid of the darkness. This is why the light shift comes. For the human people who are more conscious, I'm not saying that a bee isn't more conscious, but at least we're caught up in the judgment. So this is why they do that, because people get into judgment. And the body's full of judgment, and it allows you to have a chance to have your body change. So as far as, I guess, a more general question is the light shift going to save the planet before it just, you know, self-destructs itself, basically, from people's greedy thoughts and everything else, which is a darkness? No, they don't do that. That's why they come every 2,000 years to do the ascension process. At that point in time, it's cleaned up. As far as coming here prior to that to help different things here, they normally don't do that. They will battle the darkness, though, until before ascension. So if for some reason they take off some of the aliens that are here, which could be thousands of them, races, et cetera, that are, preying upon us through energy transmissions, et cetera, if they get released, then, yeah, very possibly that, that will have an effect on people living here. They already cleaned the skies up, but with the chemtrails here, you can't really tell it. But when you do have a clear day, when they're not flying up there, you can see that the sky is actually a deeper blue color. And it's the way it used to look when you were, you know, living, if you're older, you know, probably, maybe in the 50s and 60s. So, you know, you can also look at old, movies and see how it used to look here without the ship clouds and everything else that's here. So that's a good way to tell from, you know, the high technologies of the aliens, how they brought stuff here, is to watch the old movies and you can actually see how life was, as far as the way it looked on a planet. As far as the controlling aspects, you can see all the old movies where they had the mind control patterns and even the old black and white ones, where they just strictly showed the elite people, you know, of the planet here having a wonderful life when everybody else is having depression. You know, we're going through the depression back in the 20s and 30s, you know, where the whole race here was, kind of under attack with the energies and how bad life was. But the movies somehow portray a much different, complete opposite scenario, on most of them. So back to you, Nancy.
Okay, well, I think I've finally figured out this, upgraded my chat box here, and Ed is saying for 3 years he hasn't had his sinuses healed, and he was wondering why.
Just back to judgment. The reason is probably there's some kind of energetic body with him that is not getting healed. It could be in quarantine, which means it won't go to the light ship until that body is corrected. It could be entities, you know, not wanting the body to heal. So basically, you know, it's something that's in the body that has not been corrected yet. What it is, you know, I really couldn't say, you know, that's why I do so many clearings for people. When the clearings do take place, for some people, they may have a few of these, and all of a sudden, just by doing some other unrelated clearing, the original problem gets corrected. So what we have to do is get rid of the density. You live in the thoughts of your ancestors. With that sinus problem, maybe, you know, maybe 70,000 years ago, we'll just say that, maybe his relatives were living around where they maybe had a lot of fires. Maybe there was a lot of poison milk being burned or something, you know. I'm just kind of throwing out a scenario here, not that it's correct, but, you know, and they caught that. And maybe they couldn't breathe. Maybe, you know, they had a lung problem too. Maybe their sinuses got all burned out from that, we'll say. And in this lifetime, the body said, you know, I'm going to go back 70,000 years from my genetic history, and I want to bring that forward in this lifetime because I've had it for all this time genetically, and I want to get rid of it. And so now poor Ed is still suffering with this here, wondering what he did wrong in this lifetime. What did he bring upon himself? Oh, it's your ancestors, Ed. You can thank them for all your gifts, all of your troubles, all everything that's happening to you. And basically, your ancestors chose the dark, not the light, because they fixed the problem, and they could have went through an ascension, you know, 70,000 years ago. And so light ship comes every 2,000 years, and they wouldn't be here, and you wouldn't have the problem. You wouldn't be here either, probably, in that same body. So it's, you know, every 2,000 years, the body has a chance to have this process done to it. So what you're dealing with is all the stuff of your ancestors. You're living your life. So you might want to dialogue on a piece of paper and ask your body, well, you have the sinuses. How far back does it go? What needs to be done to correct it? And you might get the information coming through. That's just one way to do it. Ask your body. You know, it's possible maybe your spirit got wounded. Maybe your spirit has a problem. And it's never got cleaned out. So the dark side will pick that this time around. We'll bring a spirit in here. And maybe the last lifetime, the spirit left. And they go, we're going to fix that this time around, you know, because we have them programmed to come into this particular body. Because naturally we have control of the spirit. And we picked the body for him. And he thought that he picked his own body, but he happened to pick the best of the worst parents, and all of a sudden they have this genetics in their body, and they passed it on to him, and the spirit now was not healed completely upon coming into the body, because maybe the last lifetime the spirit had a problem maybe with what I was talking about. Maybe it had bad sinuses for some reason. So they said, we'll fix that. We're not going to heal the sinuses of the spirit. And lo and behold, how often this now manifests. So the whole thing is, what happened in the past to create this problem? And you might figure out a pattern, maybe in your life of what happened. you know, if you can bring forth the memories, et cetera. See if anybody in your family, you know, relatives have a sinus problem, and you just kind of trace it down. But the main thing is to ask your spirit. It can help you normally all the time, unless it has a mind-controlling program put on it by the darkness, by the aliens, and then it may not ever be able to bring it forward because it's blocked to it, and the body can be blocked also. They don't want you to suffer. So that's what the dark side does. The dark side wants everybody here on the planet to suffer. That's the bottom line. So back to you, Nancy. I don't want to sound too negative, but that's why people
have to stop. Okay. Well, Rainbow would like you to please bring in the Jesus energy.
Okay. So, Nancy, what year should we bring in?
Oh, gosh. The 3 years that Ed can't have his sinuses cleared.
Okay. So let's bring in the age of Jesus at the age of 20, okay?
Oh, I get you. Okay.
Should we do that here?
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Age of 20 for Jesus. So here he comes. So I'll bring in three different types of energies because naturally Jesus' body was used by the light beings for different types of talent. So the body was just strictly, so the body was actually just the body, and the light beings came into it. So we'll bring in the intellectual for Jesus here, and you can feel that energy. So here it comes, and we'll bring the light being that came in to Jesus. There'd be more than one that was able to communicate with people. So here we go. This is this energy coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll increase the intensity. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll see what the energy for about a minute here. Let you just experience this. You may want to have a light beam up on your monitor screen and kind of watch the light beam as it does healings with you. Okay, and the energy is as a normal person that he will say we can ever have without being maybe put online here, okay? And this will just be the personality of him as just a human on this planet. So here he comes. So bringing the light beam that was there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and we'll increase the energy for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll give you about a minute to experience this energy here. Okay. And that will bring the energy that I was in his body with here, the healing energy. So here we go. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, see you back in about a minute. Okay, so if you're used to my energy by listening to me all the time, it may not feel that much of a difference to you. But anyway, so back to you, Nancy.
Well, that was wonderful. The personality of Jesus, it was very, very joyful and very engaging, like he wanted to engage with other people at the heart level and discover them through their heart. It was very beautiful. And and you are so humble about your abilities, and we all appreciate so much that you're there for us all the time. And the energy that you put out is beautiful. Is there an energy that we should be at, or a frequency that we should be at, to connect with the energy that you're putting out? Is there a way to experience that?
The only way to really experience more, to see you're feeling the energy through your emotional body, mm-hmm. for the most part. The true love energy has no reference or feeling. And so the only way to really connect more to it would be to be more in your body with your spirit. And then your spirit then becomes more energized, and then it can get jump-started. And then from there, the spirit in you, along with the healing energy, can do a much better job on healing people or healing yourself. Remember, your spirit's the healer. What I can do is put in placeholders in people. This is very, very nice. I like doing this. I did this back in New York. And I'm going back there again middle of August. No, it should be middle of October to the New Life Expo. So here we go. Here's the energy the placeholders coming in, and this will make you feel like you have more of you in your body, but they can't bring in anything else but pure love energy, so they will take the space up. It's going to take off some entities out of everybody. Remember, the entities are your problem, along with any alien life forms, and these worms and caterpillars and shapeshifters and shadow bodies, etc. So we're going to get some of these out of you right now so you can actually feel a little more whole and complete. So here we go, bringing more of your spirit in. So I'll count to 10. And as you enter your body, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should feel heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now I'll bring in the space holders. And here they come. And they'll come in as much as they can do. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's that feel, Nancy?
Oh, that feels great. I could really feel a big difference there, especially in the heart area. So that was great. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the fast chat, and Yolanda is asking about what attitude or other issues might affect eyesight that over 40 need for reading. So I'm assuming she means people over 40 tend to start to need the reading glasses.
Yeah, I think it's probably more of an implant in the body, where the body, you know, gets taken over as your natal chart has it probably stuck in there someplace. It may not be read on a natal chart, but I think it's probably in there. And it might be, you know, just maybe seeing too much pain here. You know, maybe lack of joy on the planet. So your eyes, being conscious, just don't want to see much any longer. So, you know, that could be one way of looking at it metaphysically. Let me see if we can do some eye healing here. So for the ones that were on the light ship, we're taking you up to the light ship again right now. And I can do special healing. I can do like hour sessions with people. And, you know, eyesight and ears are the more difficult things to heal. And anything internal normally is much easier than something external, okay? Once you physically see a problem, you know, done to your body, then it's much harder to undo that because the mind imprints it. And the mind gave it to you, so now it's definitely imprinted. The stuff inside of you, if you don't know about what's inside of you, then that can be healed much easier. So here we go. We're in the rooms for eyes right now. And again, just request healing. We'll see what they can do for you. I see them putting some special solution in our eyes, like little eye drops. And you might actually feel it down here. Might feel kind of refreshing. And we'll allow healing to take place, and I'll just be silent for the next minute here. Now we'll go into the room to have your spirit healed of the eyes, too. Remember, we're just up there with our physical bodies, so we'll make sure that the spirit gets healed. Normally, it's always just down on the light ship, but we'll just bounce back and forth here so you can actually feel the energy of your spirit. So we're going to concentrate now just on your spirit and bring the energy into that right now. You can actually feel your spirit having a healing. Remember, your spirit mimics you. Whatever you have wrong with you, it has wrong with itself also. That's why you have to be deprogrammed of the judgments here before you reincarnate again. If you don't get reprogrammed, then the darkness can't use your spirit because it's weakened too much. And if it does come into a body, the body will be having lots and lots of problems because the spirit helps form the body. That's how we get birth defects and different things like that that happens to people. The spirit just came in too soon. And maybe the dark side wanted that because maybe the parents were very loving and, you know, very nice people, we'll say. And so the dark side gives them a child that is a problem for them to take away their love and joy. So that happens a lot. Okay, now we'll work on the body now with the eyes. Now work with your spirit. Let's feel the shift in energy as it leaves, as the focus is being taken from one to the other here for you. Okay, now I'll go back to the body. And now going back to your spirit. And go back to the body again. There we go. Okay, and we'll bring everybody back here. Let's count to five again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're here. Okay, Nancy, back to you again.
Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah, I felt a lot of heaviness leaving my eyes, and it was like, oh, gosh, willing to move forward and believe that things can be better. So that was great. Thank you. Marie is asking, is there a difference between the matrix disconnection and the mind barcode clearing?
Yeah, it's a whole different clearing, yes. It would be. The mind barcode is a very, very strong barcode that hooks up the mind energy to you. Well, the matrix clearing is strictly with this planet here. So when there's the mind of the planet, energy is being attached to you from the darkness. You know, you might want to call it the human race consciousness here of the Earth. And then the other one is actually the extraterrestrials outside of the planet. So they're two different humans completely. And, you know, the death barcode, if you haven't heard about this one, you definitely want to get on the death barcode. It's $150. It takes 8 hours to do. And you have to be committed to do it. And, you know, if you want to get rid of a lot of stuff that you're dealing with physically, this may help you. Can't guarantee it'll fix you, but you will feel better afterwards. So back to you, Nancy. You might want to talk about that if you want a little bit about maybe what you experienced or something. Or
okay. No, well, I definitely echo everything that you say about that because I did it, I guess, about a month or so ago as soon as you had it on the online healing available on the website. And I just can't believe how much better I feel. I know I was kind of circling the drain there. I felt like I was definitely on my way out. And everything has changed. I feel so much healthier, so much calmer. A lot of the anxieties and fears have gone. And I'm living more in the now, more heart-centered. It just takes away so much burden and negativity. It's really hard to describe, but it is probably the best $150 that you'll ever spend. And like you say, the barcodes can come in when you're very early, you know, fairly early. I think my first death barcode was at 17, and then I just continued to get more of them. So it's not really a matter of your physical age. It's a matter of what's been happening to you and what has been put upon you. And I really would encourage everyone to do it as soon as possible. It's easy to procrastinate about all these things, but once you do it, you're going to be so happy that you did it because you feel younger, carefree. You know, there's hope for the future. There's hope for the now. It's really a wonderful, wonderful healing. And then I think you're in a position to go ahead and do the other healings that are available. And I think you just get a much better response all the way around for all of that. So I can't say enough good things about it. So
that's right.
You
it is a healing. And then now you can get on and do the free, if you already did it the first time as one of the people that came on initially. Now you can go on and do the emotional stress death barcode. I had a few comments from people that they actually felt that one actually more, you know, working on them to terminate the body as, you know, as the death one did. So the emotional stress one is where they actually were living, and they felt so much better afterwards.
Right.
If I can interject here,
Ron,
this is Sylvia, so I just wanted to interject really quickly because there's some very nice comments on the fast chat about the experiences that people had when you were doing the eye clearing on the light ship. So one person is saying that their eyes focused and changed, and it was awesome. And another from Yolanda, my eyes refocused while that was happening. Truly awesome. So that's great. So I just wanted
Wonderful.
To kind of share that.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah, and back over to you.
To me or to Nancy? Go ahead.
I'll let you go, Ron.
Okay, so yeah, the things that we do, can do special sessions for people. I charge $150 an hour, and most of the sessions take about an hour to hour and a half. Sometimes I don't charge for the additional time, but that's what we do for specialized sessions, which you should have first done, you know, if I didn't do the death barcode, which I just started doing recently, I'd recommend, you know, to always do the emotional one. But, since the death barcode is up now, I would say, you know, do that one first, because it takes off so much pressure off of you and brings back your life force energy. Because remember, your body gives up healing knowing that it's going to die. You know, it's just like, what's the use? Because your mind and your body is the governor of how you are actually, you know, having your healing done. So when it knows the first barcode's in place, you start losing your life force energy and the healing ability 10 years prior to that. And this is why, if you just look at people that you may know walking around, if you go back 10 years, and maybe they're in the hospital now, go back 10 years and look at their life and just see what happened to them 10 years prior. And you'll probably notice that even yourself that, yeah, I started losing energy. I don't know what happened. Well, it's because your mind and your body started giving up. It goes, you know, why should I try to survive when I have the dark side's implant in me to kill me? So it just says, well, I'll just give up. So when you get that cleared off, you know, I would say you gain back, you know, at least a third of your energy. Now, naturally, you're living with a third less right now. If you have one barcode, if you have two, you might be down two-thirds of your energy. Because each time you go through a barcode of death, your body has less life force. This is how the dark side kills you. It takes away your life force energy. And it works with these invisible bodies and basically kills them too. So this is why you want to get yourself rejuvenated again. And so I'll just talk about the 8-hour call we're having a week from tomorrow. Then we also have the Ascension call, which is on the 15th. And if you want to do that call, a 4-hour call plus 3 consecutive Sundays, you'll be on the light ship for basically, 3 weeks, because the light ship works with you continuously during these calls. So even though the call ends on the telephone, you're still on the light ship. But you're getting 28 hours of healing, and the cost for that is $200. And it's very, very important. And then if you wish to have a spouse come on, and they don't have to come on physically knowing about it. A lot of people that I find that I work with, their spouses don't understand, or even their children, but you can have them come on for $100 additional. And then naturally, children are free. Let me rephrase that. If you have children living with you in your household, they're free. If you have children that are maybe, say over 18, then they're $100. And also your animals and pets are free. So, for $200 to be in the light ship for this amount of time and to get rid of this stuff out of you, it's just phenomenal. So that's what the sessions cost. So that's kind of your choice. But I would definitely recommend doing that. And I would also recommend doing the death barcode, because for all the comments that I have so far, it will change your life. So back to you, Sylvia. I know time's running kind of short now. We're getting close to the end of the hour.
Yep, I know. That was a very, very fast hour, man. Starting a week from today, the special 4-hour Ascension preparation Saturday, and then the 3 consecutive Sundays. So it's an amazing opportunity to walk into a whole new paradigm as you experience these intensive healing sessions with the light ship. And, you know, between now and the beginning of September, your whole life could be dramatically changed for the better. So thank you so much, Nancy, for coming on and the wonderful questions and things that you brought to tonight's show. And thank you, all of those of you who are on the fast chat with us. And I guess I'll just sign off and... with one request, Ron, maybe you could bring in some peace energy for everyone to experience and to close out the show with.
Sure, that sounds great. So thank you, Nancy. And we'll be putting out emails shortly here about the event here. And if you want to get on the email list, just go to the bottom of the VBS page here and click on it, you know, and put your information in there. Then you have to actually go to your email on your site, you know, and click on that over again to confirm it. So anyway, we'll be sending out information to everybody about the event that's coming up here, the special healing events, the Marathon, which is the body organ rejuvenation. So here comes the energy for peace through the light beam. It'll be on your monitor screen, and the energy will be with you for the next, say, half an hour. At half past the hour, it'll leave. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So I'll say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. Tonight was Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, and if you're in New York, it's actually tomorrow. So see you all later. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.